Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Defense Department leadership wants Congress to fund a plan to increase what the brass call total force. That means not just the numbers of troops, but also a strengthening of the civilian workforce. To Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, this plan is an opportunity for better management of the military enterprise, and he joins me now. And Bob, you were noticing the number of civilian employees that is sought by the new chief management officer at DOD. Tell us your thoughts.
It's a fascinating piece of work by DOD and the chief management officer, who linked the strategy of Secretary Mattis's national defense strategy to what he calls the National Defense Business Operations Strategy. So it's a strategic look at the Department of Defense enterprise-wide, including all of the services and the headquarters Fourth Estate at DOD. It's never really happened before, and it happened because Congress in 2016 created this chief management officer position, giving him authority enterprise-wide. So he created a document to identify, as you suggest, total force, the civilian and military needed to increase the lethality of DOD. And he says, quote, "While it may be appropriate for other federal agencies to reduce their civilian workforce for the DOD, right-sizing will necessitate targeted growth to both restore readiness and increase the lethality, capability, and capacity of our military force," close quote.
Yeah, a couple of interesting points there. One is there is always talk about the tooth-to-tail ratio, that is the ratio of war fighters, actual troops on the front, capable of the front lines, versus the supporting operation. And they've always tried to have a high tooth-to-tail ratio. So this would seem to lower the tooth-to-tail ratio. That's one interesting development. And when he says targeted additions, 48,000 people, that seems like a pretty wide target.
It does. And the 48,000 goal for the fiscal year budget 2019 is what he identifies. But he also identifies that he wants to eliminate the arbitrary caps on government civilian workforce. He wants to be able to do A-76 studies to determine which work currently performed by contractors ought be insourced and which work should be outsourced. And he also wants to study which work that is performed by military folks ought be performed by civilian folks. So this is a really thorough analysis of the allocation of the workforce to the goals of DOD.
And one interesting sidelight in this is John Gibson, who is the new chief management officer, has mentioned A-76, as you pointed out. And we haven't heard much use of A-76 in a long time. The Obama administration eliminated use of A-76 because it mitigated against outsourcing that administration. A-76 was used highly by the Bush administration. So this seems like maybe a little bit more nuanced way to use A-76.
He's really calling on Congress to eliminate the moratorium on A-76 studies. That's what he's asking Congress to do. Because as you point out, Congress did put a moratorium on all A-76 studies. And Gibson is saying, look, I want to take a look at everything. I want to insource work where it's appropriate, where we have outsourced it because of the caps. It makes no sense. I want to insource it. And that which is currently performed by federal employees that can be more cheaply performed by contractors, I want to look at that. I want to look at the whole picture. That's what he's asking Congress to do. Remove the caps. Give me the authority to move contractors in and out, and give me the authority to do more work that military people are currently performing.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. And this idea of bringing the fourth estate together, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the fourth estate and what size it should be and what role it should play. But clearly, I think it looks as if Gibson is trying to make sure the relevance of the fourth estate is focused on the other side of this, which is increasing the total force, including the troops.
It is. And I also believe that Mr. Gibson is saying that an arbitrary cut of 25%, which is the latest offering of Congress, doesn't make sense. Maybe it should be cut. He's saying, I believe it should be increased. But what's present in what Gibson is doing is a strategic look at need rather than an arbitrary cut because we believe the fourth estate is too large. Belief does not substitute for data and analysis.
Sounds like that approach ought to be used for all of the agencies across government that are now, well, I guess the plans for reorganization are into OMB. They haven't been released yet, little tidbits leaking out, but we won't know until the end of the month. But I guess we're seeing what is possible, at least in proposals, from this chief management officer at DOD.
We are. And, you know, he seeks to separate himself from the rest of government by saying, well, perhaps the rest of government should have reductions. I don't know about that, but we in DOD think we need an increase in the civilian workforce, which is a very bold approach in this environment.
I guess people often, even in the civilian side of government as a whole, don't realize the scope of work done by civilians in the DOD context. It's everything from ordering supplies and doing acquisition planning to testing nuclear weapons and developing the algorithms to do that without actually blowing them up. A huge range of activities.
Huge range of activity and many, many people involved. And this, the reason why I'm encouraged by this chief management officer position is the ability to look across the entire enterprise of the Department of Defense and balance what is needed on an enterprise-wide basis. And my guess will be that he's going to have to recognize that there has to be some differences based on the services, some differences based on the Fourth Estate, but not the huge differences that exist today.
Bob Tobias is professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.